And jump. It's 4 minutes after seven with the Greeks, man, and an update, a DC 101 update on autopsy sentencing. Yeah, that judge, controversial judge in Alexandria, sentencing people convicted of DWI to witness an autopsy as the probable consequences of their acts. That's right. You better be careful. You get picked up for DWI in Alexandria, or you might be standing over a stiff as doctors cut him from stem to stern. Of course, the lady that got convicted and was sentenced is appealing it, so it looks like she won't get to see it. I mean, you're missing a chance in a lifetime there, lady. Jeebers. I get to see the judge. I've been driving drunk in Alexandria for 3 weeks since they passed that law. I never used to drive drunk before, but now I'm driving schnockered. Back and forth, hoping I get picked up so I get to see me one of them. I can just see, sooner or later I'm going to get nailed, you know. The judge will haul me in and say, you didn't hurt anybody this time, but I want you to see that autopsy. And there I'll be all excited, big smile on my face. Can I ring my camera, Your Honor? You think I'll actually get to touch the gore? And they'll hustle me out, and I'll mark the days on my calendar till I can see my autopsy. The doctors, we've talked about it before. They'll be expecting somebody to show up all scared as the orderlies haul them down the hallway. Someone that'll turn their heads, you know, like on Quincy, the opening scene where he pulls back the sheet and all the policemen start fainting dead away. Not me. I'll walk down the hallway going zippity-dee-da, zippity-yay. I'm so perky, 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 oh, so very, very perky. The doctors will look at each other as I come bursting through the door, munching a chili dog with extra horseradish. I'll say, all right, when do we get that stiff, huh? When do we get that stiff? They'll say, my God, this is anything like we expected. We expect some contrite person here, standing here, tears in his eyes, unable to watch. I'll be saying, wow, neato torpedo. Can we do a lady or you want to do the guy? I don't know if I want to do the guy. I don't. We'll do the lady, okay? Whoa. Can we do one that's got nice gazongas? The doctors will be shocked, stunned, as the whole purpose of the sentence goes out the window. But they won't know the meaning of shock until they see me do a chainsaw autopsy. As I cut into the flesh, as the doctors reel back against the wall, there I am. You're in luck when you got him, a curling chainsaw. Slicing the tocostal tissues. Slicing through the belly. Slicing off the toes. Whoop, 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 whoop. Just going till that thing's out of gas. Neatly parting the hair. The chainsaw screeching as metal meets bone. And when I'm done, I'll turn and walk slowly away. I might even show up at the funeral after the remains are once again returned to the family. I might stand there at the funeral in the back row, smirking to myself as the preacher says, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to commend this mess to the great beyond." Oh, God. Who can say?